超音波ラジオ。
Welcome to 超音波ラジオ with Manoshi, episode 38. こんにちは。超音波ラジオです。エピソード38。久しぶりの更新になります。この番組は僕の釣りブランド超音波の、釣りの話をするポッドキャスト番組です。今日動画も回してまして、こんな感じでちょっといろんな雑誌も一緒にいます。今日はちょっと海外向けなアメリカ向けの、番組収録になりますので、途中からちょっと英語になるかもしれませんが、頑張って日本人の方は聞いてください。はい。では早速、今日はスペシャルゲストのジェソップさん来てますので、ちょっと英語に切り替えて頑張ってみます。Hi, ジェソップ。
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you.Can you give me a brief introduction?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll try a little bit of Nihongo. I'll be Gambaro as well. So, Jessa Petrasky to moshimasu. America jin desu.
Hi.
To Ohio shushin kara.
Ohio.
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 Ohio gozaimasu. Itsumo chodan tsuru. To Ohio shushin wa nani ga yume? To Wright Kyodai.
Oh,
okay. Red Kyodai.
Airplane.
Yes, the airplane.
So,
yes, I was born in the same city, onaji, as Red Kyodai, Dayton, Ohio. And also, I can fly airplane.
You do?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. 17 歳、飛行機、勉強しました。
すごい。知らなかった。
そう、大事。と、初めてバス釣りは10歳から、お父さん一緒に、ポンドフィッシング。
ああ、いいね。
フィッシングする。
の池。い
や、そう、の池。そう、初めて。そして、多分、11歳、12歳から、トーナメントフィッシング。初めて。ローカルトーナメント。
それはね、すごい。
すごかった。そう。けど、12歳は、1990s、バスフィッシングは、田舎。
ああ、
そう、オハイオと、南のアメリカ、テネシー、フロリダ、テキサス、そう、no social media。ソーシャルメディアがないです。だから、just 普通、フィッシングだけ。
Okay.
You know, so. まあ、それが、初めてバス釣り。日本10年ぐらい住んでます。
お
ー。けど、日本語本当に少しだけで。
ああ、全然、いける。10 years.
Yes, 10 years. So, yeah, that's a little bit of my introduction, in Japanese, but I think today we're going to be mostly speaking English.
Yeah, let's switch to English. All right. Okay. So, okay. Today's topic.
Yep.
So first of all, I have a question to the people who is listening this channel. Are you interested in Japanese fishing, bass fishing? I think there's, more and more interest to Japanese fishing because of recent Bassmaster Elite series. So this guy, Taku Ito, and Kyoya Fujita, Masayuki Matsushita, and Kenta Kimura.
Kenta,
yes. They did really good this year already.
Yeah, this year, last
Kyoya,
year.
Kyoya won the first Elite series. At Toledo Bend. Yeah.
Yes, this year. Yeah.
That's amazing. That was amazing.
Yep.
And even he doesn't speak perfect English, still, people respect his, result.
Yes.
And Taku, he has so many fans.
Yes, he does. US. Very popular.
Did you see the pizza thing?
I did see the Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Pizza Hut.
Pizza, yeah.
During his tournament, he said, I want to eat pizza. And then on the weighing, the Pizza Hut brought pizza.
Yep. kind of American style. They took something he said and they went with it and delivered him pizza on stage.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, these Japanese anglers, they're doing good. So, however,
yep.
So maybe if you you want to research some about how they become so good,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe you want to research about bass fishing in Japan, but there's not much information.
No,
I think you told me there's nothing in English.
Yeah, well, there's some stuff. Mm. It's kind of a black box.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you search online, there's not a lot
mm-hmm.
of current up-to-date information in English. And I don't think many or any
mm-hmm.
podcasts in English mm-hmm. from Japan. This might be the first.
So. I think so. So this episode might help you to find out more about Japanese fishing,
yeah.
bass fishing in
yeah.
Japan.
Yes. Hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
But I definitely mm-hmm. think, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
The Japanese anglers that are competing in U.S. tournaments, BASS, MLF also,
mm-hmm.
but not only are they very skilled
mm-hmm.
anglers, but all of them have kind of a different style too.
Different, yeah.
Different style, and personalities are different mm-hmm. also. And so I think, you know, American audience, foreign audiences are very interested in
yes.
where did these guys come from
uh-huh.
and how are they coming and fishing, you know, maybe with no language,
mm-hmm.
you know, no support system, no friends, no family close by
mm-hmm.
and doing well
yeah.
in foreign water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I believe they're good ambassador. Of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
As a Japanese citizen, and they represent Japanese bass fishing very, very well.
Yes, yes. They do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think there's definitely a lot to talk about, but we'll try to
keep it short.
Yeah.
We try. Okay.
But yeah, I'd like to know, maybe we can talk about some facts.
Mm-hmm.
of Japanese fishing that maybe some people don't know about the reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe you can tell us a little bit more.
All right. So bass in Japan, they are not here like 100 years ago. In 1925, I think I'm sure, 1925,
okay.
99 years ago.
Yeah.
The guy named Tetsu Akaboshi.
Okay.
Tetsuya Akaboshi. He brought first bass to Japan, and the place was Lake Ashi.
Okay, Lake Ashi.
Lake Ashi. So next year is 100 years anniversary.
Okay.
So I think Japanese bass fishing industry or brands, they're going to make something 100 years anniversary products.
And wow.
So it's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of excited for next year.
Yes.
And then, so from Lake Ashi, the bass spread to many places. And then I think right now, maybe most part of Japan, they have bass.
Okay. Yeah. They've moved throughout the country.
Yeah. And now we're in Tokyo.
Yep.
And I'm from Aichi. It's a kind of center area of Japan. And I grew up with bass fishing in ponds.
Yeah, okay, same. Pond fishing.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe it's a little bit different from the type of ponds. My hometown, they have lots of rice field.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So the pond is for rice field.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they keep the water for growing the rice.
Yep.
So in the summertime, they release the water to all the rice field.
Uh-huh.
So the depths of ponds changes.
Okay.
In the summertime and the wintertime, they have more water.
Yes.
And then my first bass I caught was 7 centimeter.
Okay.
When I was 12, no, no, 7 or 8 years old.
So the bass was actually in the rice field
area. Not, yeah, rice, there's a pond
yeah.
around There's a rice field around.
Okay, it's like the water supply pond.
Yes, maybe. Yes, that's what it. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Got you.
Yeah. So, however, right now that pond you can't enter.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many reasons. Okay, the pond is the farmer's property.
Right. Sure.
Sure.
Private right. land.
Private. Yeah. So you cannot enter actually.
Okay.
However, maybe 1990s.
Yep.
The bass was so big. Bass fishing was so big in Japan.
Okay.
Everybody, like on TV show.
Oh, because of TV.
TV show and also TV and some famous people.
Mm-hmm.
They go bass fishing. Bass fishing is good. And there was also anime.
Okay.
Do you know about the anime, bass fishing anime?
I don't. Now I have to research.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was maybe 8 or 10, there's a anime called Grander Musashi.
Grander Musashi.
I don't know what's the English. Right English or not. You know Murata, Hajime Murata, right?
Yes. Jim.
Jim. Yeah. He produced the anime.
Okay.
So it was broadcast. Everybody watches the anime.
Yep.
And then they start going fishing.
Okay.
And then...
Do you know why it was bass? I always ask Japanese anglers because, like you said...
Mm-hmm.
Bass are not native fish.
No, native
fish. They came from the U.S. So I always ask people
mm-hmm.
how or why they started. It may be because of this anime.
Anime, yeah. Because there's so many type of fishing in Japan too, right? Ocean fishing, river fishing for kind of trout.
Mm-hmm.
However, that so it was trend, right?
Yeah.
Everybody does this, so I should do something like that.
And this was like in the 1990s, you said?
1990s, about? Okay. I think, yeah. So that's why I started. Actually, for me, it's not from the bass boom.
Uh-huh.
When I was 6 or 7, my friend took me for bass fishing.
Okay.
There was not anime that time.
I see.
Oh, however, I remember there was a manga.
Okay.
Manga called Tsurikichi Sanpei.
Okay.
I don't have it right now, but it's a legendary Japanese fishing manga.
Yep.
They introduced so many fishing type of fishing, bass fishing, salmon fishing in Canada.
Okay.
Also, historical Japanese. Old style Japanese fishing ayu.
Okay.
And some kind of trout and some kind of small fish, like really tiny fish.
Uh-huh.
It's called tanago.
Okay.
You use this size of a fishing rod.
Okay.
And then something like this.
Yes.
And then the hook.
Yes.
So small.
Yeah.
And then they use real tiny red worm.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to, put it on the hook.
Okay.
And then you can catch this size.
Maybe that was the beginning, very beginning of finesse style technique, maybe.
Of course.
Yeah.
It leads to maybe bass fishing now.
Maybe. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, this manga, Tsurikichi Sanpei, I think that's one of the reasons I started doing bass fishing too.
Okay, nice.
Also, my friend, it's a funny thing. I actually lived in Canada for 5 years.
Okay.
I met this guy, a fishing friend. He's from Japan too. He read the same manga and then episode of salmon fishing in Canada.
Yeah.
There's a salmon derby.
Okay.
Like a salmon, king salmon tournament, right?
Yep.
And then he tried to do the tournament, and then he came to Canada, but the tournament was over. There's no tournament anymore.
Yeah.
However, he came to Canada, right? So he just tried his original own style, like finesse king salmon fishing.
Okay.
using like a 3-pound test line. It's really thin.
Yeah.
Like no one does it. Maybe Canadian. Yeah. No yeah. Canadian does. And he tried. So he was really good.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I know that you guys have like a lot of unique bass tournaments in Japan.
In Japan, yes.
Right? Can you tell a little bit about?
Of course.
These unique tournaments.
Yeah. Okay. I actually did the tournament. Okay. Oh, let's talk about it. I brought H1 Grand Prix.
Yeah, H1 Grand Prix. It sounds like a race car.
Yeah, F1. H stands for hard bait.
Yep, okay.
So you can only use hard bait.
Yep.
No plastic one.
Gotcha.
And then also there's some detailed rules. You have to have like bigger than 5 centimeters.
Okay.
Your hard bait has to be 5 centimeters.
Okay.
And then other ones are only spinner bait.
Okay. So
that's actually I met you. I found you.
Yeah,
Super rollers.
Yeah, super rollers.
Super rollers.
Yeah.
Last February.
That's right. Yes.
Our friend, his name is Tsugaru.
Yes.
He runs the tournament. And then, yeah, that was funny.
Spinnerbait only tournament. Yeah. I can't remember if we have such things in the United States, to be honest.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Interesting concept.
Yeah. And then it was hard. Like maybe 100 people came and only 5 people.
Catch fish.
Catch fish.
So yeah.
It's hard. But so many fun. Lots of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also only top water bait, top water lure tournament. And I forgot where I wrote down.
And where, so for these tournaments, like you said, there's usually about 100 people.
Usually. Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of big.
Yes.
Actually. However, there's no payouts.
Yeah. And are you guys in a boat or is it mostly?
Boat. We actually, the big difference between like Japan and in American bass fishing, we don't use bass boat much.
Right. Like the big fiberglass bass boats.
No.
Those don't exist except a few lakes, right?
Yeah. So for this H1 Grand Prix, we fish in several different fields.
Yep.
One is Lake Kameyama, Lake Ashi.
Lake Ashi, yeah.
That one I talk about. And some river, Shintone River.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other Lake Sagami.
Okay.
So this field have a small boat.
Yes.
Rental boat.
Rental boat, the plastic boats.
Plastic
boat. They look like rowboat.
Yeah, it's actually a rowboat.
Yeah.
So some and then we rent the boat and then we bring our own trolling motor.
Yep.
And the decks.
Yeah, the front deck is like a plastic deck or something, right? You put on top.
So when you go fish, when you go to the tournament, I have to put all the stuff, also batteries. Batteries. And it's not the lithium. Lithium?
Right, not lithium, yeah.
No lithium. And then it's deep cycle batteries.
Right.
So heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 20 pounds.
Yeah.
For one battery, so you have to carry two.
Yep.
Then I put everything in the car. And then my car, I rent a car all the time.
Okay.
The small car. So if you put everything, oh, also I have to carry a live well.
Okay. Yes. Live well, batteries, trolling motor, and the front deck.
The front deck.
Yeah.
And then fishing rods and lures and landing net.
Uh-huh.
And lunch
and
everything. You have to take clothes.
Sure.
So
it's like a big production.
So packed.
Yeah.
And also I have to wake up like early, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. I have to put everything to my car. I try not to wake my wife.
Yeah, right. Yes.
100 people come to the tournament. Everybody does the same thing, right?
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
It's crazy. In the US, what do you think these anglers do? like maybe.
Well, of course, most people have big garage.
Oh, garage. You know?
The garage is the holy grail where all of your equipment and everything. Uh-huh. But if you're going fishing, pretty much everything is in your boat.
In your boat, right?
And you're going to just hook up your boat to your truck, hook it up, maybe put some stuff in the boat, and then, you know, you go to the lake. So yeah. There's not too much work after you prepare the boat and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's in the garage in the boat usually. Mm.
That's my dream too.
Yeah.
I wanna have a garage and bass boat. Yeah, this preparation for tournament in Japan is really pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about after I get to the lake field. Yep. So I have to put everything out of the car and then bring them to the boat.
Yep.
The boat is not stable, right?
Yeah, it's a rowboat.
Rowboat.
Yeah, row. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not stable. You have to put batteries. Yes. Some people went into the water.
Really?
Fell off the water.
I see.
The batteries are heavy, right? And the boat is not stable.
Yeah.
And so you have to be there like 2 hours prior,
okay,
before the tournament starts.
Yeah,
prepare and
in the dark. Yeah,
yeah. So everybody use the light.
Yeah,
mobile light. And then some people, I carry GoPro, right?
Uh-huh.
So I set up the GoPro and prepare their fishing rods and gears and tackles.
Yep.
So much work.
Sure.
Then the tournament time. All right. Yeah. This is what we do.
Yeah.
I think it's so different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this is basic, kind of basic that all Japanese bass fishermen go through the same process, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how famous, how popular.
Yeah.
At the lakes, you'll see anglers like a Takumi Ito or Daisuke Aoki or something doing the same process.
Yes.
Putting their batteries in the rowboat, right?
Yeah. I think it depends on the field.
Yeah.
Like you told me, the place called Kasumigaura.
Yep.
And Lake Biwa.
Yep.
And maybe someplace you can use your... Depends on the lake field. They have different regulation.
Sure. Yeah.
These lakes I go, you can't use your bass boat.
Right. Yeah.
So Kasumigaura, Lake Biwa, you can use bass boat. So if you have bass boat, maybe you can do the same thing as the U.S. American anglers.
Yeah. So that's kind of like that's like one of the challenges we were talking about. Mm-hmm. There's like a limit number of lakes that you can access to fish. Mm-hmm. That's like one challenge, right? Like some places have bass, but you can't access.
No.
And then other lakes, you can fish, they have bass, but you can't use a big bass boat, right?
No.
So there's so many, so suddenly it becomes very, very, very limited, you know, where you can fish, right?
Exactly. So you have to... this is maybe same as U.S. You have to, you know, get permission from your family.
Yeah. Well, also to go fishing. Yeah.
to have these equipment.
Yeah.
All the equipment. You saw my cave, man cave.
Right? Yeah. And then keeping all of the equipment in your, usually in a small house or apartment is, we don't have the garage, right?
This is third floor of my apartment in 3 a.m. You have to carry all the stuff.
And don't wake up your wife and children, right?
Yeah. Put it in the elevator.
Yes.
And then have to go downstairs. And I use rental car.
Right? Oh, that's right. And go get the rental car.
Yeah. My rental car is down the road.
Okay.
Like 3 minutes by bicycle.
Yeah.
I don't have a car.
Right, yeah.
So I have to wake up. So after I wake up, get my car, come back with my car, and then take off my stuff.
Sure.
And put in the car and go fishing.
Yeah, that would be a good documentary if someone could film the whole process.
I know. I should do that. All right. Maybe you can imagine from my episode.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting. So kind of a lot of challenges, like places to fish, don't like have your own boat.
Mm.
And I think also there's like not really a lot of, do we have fishing license in Japan?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Yes. Some places.
Some.
Yeah. I think Lake Ashi.
Yep.
Oh, it's Lake Ashi is near Mount Fuji.
Okay.
So Mount Fuji, there are several lakes around Mount Fuji, Lake Ashi, Kawaguchi, and Lake Nojiri. It's yep. different, far from Mount Fuji, but smallmouth lake.
Yeah.
Lake Nojiri, Lake Hibara.
Yes.
They have smallmouth bass, and then, yeah, you need a license.
Right.
But the place I go, someplace you don't have to get license.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there's kind of different policy or lake management, different place, right?
Yeah. Fishing license in Lake Kameyama, I go.
Yep.
One of my favorite place. It's like 450 yen. So you in US maybe $2.
Yeah, yeah. Right now with the exchange rate, yes.
So the cost you need to pay is like for rental boat,
yep,
rowboat 3,000 yen, $20 maybe.
Yep.
And it includes the fishing license actually.
Okay.
For one day.
Gotcha. So yeah, maybe we can just talk a little bit more and then we'll go into the good part, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright.
So yeah. Because the reason there are so many different rules, policy,
yeah,
in lakes, like I said, my hometown pond,
yeah,
you cannot fish anymore, because the reason is like Japanese government don't like bass.
Yeah, I heard different government have a different view.
Yes.
On invasive
species.
Yeah. Yeah. I see.
Because bass was not original species in Japan.
Yeah.
And so like Lake Ashi, there's a fishery for wakasagi. It's,
yeah.
I don't know in English.
I think herring? The translation is either smelt or herring, maybe.
Oh, herring, yeah.
Yeah.
Herring fishery.
Yeah.
So bass eats herring, so some fishery are like have damage,
yeah, yeah. Mm. So commercial fishing is commercial impacted. Fishing
impacted.
Yeah.
That's why some government, Japanese government, treats bass as a bad fish.
Yep, I see. Yeah, yeah. There's definitely no. I have not seen like a sustainable fishing programs like in the U.S. We're taught from young age about sustainable fishing, about preserving conservation, catch and release. This is kind of like something that's part of the sport is also like kind of respect for the water and sustainable fishing practices. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not as much here.
Not here. That's why in Bassmaster, like or MLF,
yep,
maybe they have a lot good payouts if you win.
Yeah,
but here in Japan, if you win tournaments, I don't think I haven't win the tournament yet, so yeah. I don't know how much you get. But I heard there's no cash payouts.
I see.
Yeah, maybe some.
Yeah, smaller payouts.
Because you know, you have to say out loud, like, bass is good fish.
Uh-huh.
Or government doesn't like bass because that's why government don't give money to these bass fishing industry in Japan.
Sure. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of sad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, the reason I respect what you do, if you maybe keep your bass fish in Japan,
yes,
and then more people know about good thing about Japan, fishing in Japan, maybe US can maybe support a positive way, and then maybe Japanese government think we both have some business chance.
Business chance or some value to the society mm-hmm. and the community, community, local communities, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully.
That's why I called you.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of kind of good things about bass fishing here.
Of course.
Like you mentioned, like it's so popular. Mm. They're becoming popular or became popular the last few years.
Yeah.
Like lots of anglers in this country.
Yeah. There's like I said, each tournament's like 100 people.
Yeah.
Like it depends on the tournament, but more different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't see like same people in other, you see some same people, but
a good turn of new people.
Yeah, new people. That's what I want. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And it seems like when I go to fishing events and fishing tournament shows, there's a lot of like passion.
Mm-hmm. You went to a fishing show in Yokohama, right?
Yeah, I went to Yokohama.
So many people, right?
Yes. And last year I went to Nagoya also mm-hmm. to the KeepCast. And to be honest, Nagoya, mm-hmm. I think that's close to where you're from.
Yeah, Aichi.
It was more, Yokohama is a lot of bass fishing, but other fishing too.
Oh, exactly.
But Nagoya is a lot, mostly
bass. Still.
Yes.
So many people.
Yes.
Oh, the KeepCast is actually close to Lake Biwa.
Pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close, right?
Yes.
Most anglers who come to KeepCast, they are like Lake Biwa anglers.
Yeah, that's right.
I actually exhibited the KeepCast.
Okay.
Actually, before KeepCast, there's called Bass Fester.
Okay.
They changed the name, maybe 2017 something.
Yep.
I'm not sure. It's called Bass Fester.
Okay.
I exhibited.
Nice.
And then as a fishing lure builder.
Yeah.
And I sold some fish. Lures.
Yeah.
Most customers said, this lure is too small for Lake Biwa.
Oh.
Because I'm from Aichi in Tokyo. Tokyo area angler, they use small lures.
Normal size.
But Lake Biwa,
yes,
they different. Use yeah different big baits, yeah. Swim baits,
yeah,
even worms, plastic worm,
yeah,
worms, they use big hook,
yes,
for big bass, right?
Yeah,
so it's different people yes. in KeepCast and Bass Vesta Yokohama.
Yes, this is what I've noticed
mm-hmm.
traveling around Japan and fishing at different lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Every lake has its own personality.
Oh, yes.
The exactly. people, the lures, the techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It's all different.
Different.
Small country,
yes.
but actually there's a lot of variety of fishing. Oh, like in the United States, mm-hmm. we have a little bit, like, you know, West Coast fishing is a little bit different than mm-hmm. Southeast and the North, Northeast or the Midwest, but that's a very large country.
Mm.
For such a small country, Japan, I was so shocked
uh-huh.
at how different, extreme. For example,
really? Yeah.
Lake Nojiri is smallmouth in Nagano, up in the mountains.
Yeah.
And the first time I went bass fishing, we were using the small hooks you were talking about.
Yeah.
2 pound test line.
2 pounds.
2 pound test line. ultra.
Like a spider web.
Yeah, yes, it was. And I couldn't believe we were catching smallmouth with this so small hook and a light line. But then my very next trip,
mm-hmm.
1 month later, I went to Biwa.
Oh, did you?
And as soon as I got to the boat, mm-hmm. The guide's boat, I remember he had a swim bait that was 5 kg.
What?
5 kg, which is about, 12 or 13 pounds, I think.
It's like, I don't know, it's a five, six hours Shinkansen distance.
Yeah, probably from Nijiri,
So different.
Yes. Yeah, so there's so many different kinds of lakes, as you had talked about.
Yeah, different rules.
Yeah. But Lake Biwa is a Record. World record.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
World record bass.
Yes.
Even its bass was not original species in Japan. We have record.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I think that was like 12 or 13 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I think most American angler know about it, right?
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. So if I'm back in the US and tell people I'm fishing or bass fishing in Japan, everyone says one word.
Mm.
Biwa.
Biwa.
I want to go to Biwa.
Oh. Yeah,
everyone knows Biwa.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think the world record definitely made a lot of people aware. That was probably, of course, you know, some of these guys that were fishing in like Norio Tanabe in the 1990s, he was the first Japanese to win. But I think really when Manabu Kurita caught that world record, I think that was really like when people knew about Japanese bass fishing, got their attention the first time. So
yeah, the record bass.
Yes, 21 or 22 pounds, I think.
That was amazing.
Yes.
But not with lures.
I think it was on a bluegill.
Bluegill, so. Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
And, you know, he talks about, Kurita-san, he talks about catching that fish, obviously, but he said, I actually have seen bigger. He said he's seen bigger fish.
Really?
He said this, and I've met him a couple times also. But he is not like a tournament, like pro fisherman. No. He's a normal guy.
I think so.
You know, and still, you know, even becoming famous or whatnot, he still lives a normal Shiga Lake Biwa life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very humble.
Amazing.
But he did say
there's
bigger ones.
Nice. Also, yeah, we have famous bass fishing brands.
Yeah, JDM product, yeah.
Yeah, that's called JDM?
JDM.
What does it stand for?
I think it's Japan. Oh, good question.
Oh, I forgot.
Now, yeah, but JDM. JDM is kind of the synonym now, JDM products.
Yeah, I went to the US last year.
Yep.
I saw many Japanese fishing brands on the board, on the jersey.
Yeah.
Like Mega Bass, Daiwa, Shimano, and G-Craft.
Yeah.
Yamaha also. And Sunline.
Yep, Sunline is there. Also, you know, the Bassmaster Classic this year in Tulsa, one of the main sponsors is Yokohama Tire.
What?
Not even fishing brand. Yokohama Tire, if you look now, is one of the main sponsors of the Bassmaster Classic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and Gamakatsu,
yeah,
was the sponsor for Toledo Bend.
Toledo Bend. Yeah, I remember the Gamakatsu guy came to
give Kyoya
the trophy.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you go to, like, a lot of American tournaments, high-level tournaments, in fact, most of the sponsors are Japanese brands. It's very crazy, but here you don't see it as much at tournaments or...
No. And then also, I don't see many, like, American, Canadian people in fishing tournament, Japanese fishing industry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen any.
I think you're the first one I saw.
I could go, yeah. Yeah, so there's not many. But the, you know, the brand products now, like you mentioned Depths and G-Crack and, of course, the Jackal.
Oh, Jackal.
Jackal as well. Mega Bass, Duo, OSP.
OSP, yeah.
There's a lot of brands now that people are interested in.
Yeah, lots and lots.
Was it OSP that made the Dice? Was it called?
Yeah, Candy Bait.
Yeah, the Candy Bait, the Dice.
We call Cycle Bait. Yeah, Dice. Dice Bait. I used it, actually.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeah, that made last year, I think, was first time it was introduced maybe to the U.S. And people were scratching their heads like,
what's that?
Yeah, what is this? But, so, yeah, there's a lot of interest now, like Japanese brands and products. Like, not only are the anglers very good and winning, but these products are so unique, you know, quality products that it's kind of made like this image of Japanese bass fishing is... so well respected.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And you can catch more So much fish, so many fish.
Yes.
I used G-Crack when I went to Bassmaster Open.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so good. I caught so many fish with G-Crack.
Nice.
So, yeah. Also, one of my episodes.
Yeah.
I haven't told you. I went to Megabass interview.
Oh, okay.
I wanted when I was 20 years old, maybe, I wanted to work in fishing industry.
Yes.
So I went to Megabass for job interview.
Yep.
I really wanted to work.
Okay.
But actually, I didn't know much about Megabass.
Okay.
So the interviewer asked me, what is your favorite Megabass lure? Deep X.
I see.
Yeah, Deep X. And maybe he thought he knew I lied.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't work.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was sad, but yes. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If I got the job, maybe I won't be here.
Right.
Maybe in the Megabass and working hard.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. So we have so many respectful fishing brands.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
They're doing good in the US.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The products are good. They're interesting. And I don't think that they're able to supply enough to the markets.
Yeah. Also, yeah, exactly. The market in US is much bigger than Japan, right. I think. Yeah. That's why you can make more money in US than Japan. So sure. That's why most these brands do work in US.
Right, right, yeah.
Oh, also there we have so many nice fields, beautiful lakes.
Yes, there are many beautiful lakes here.
So I live in Japan, so that's why I think it's beautiful, but I think I got used to it.
Yeah.
But you went to the lake. Which lake did you go?
So the first lake I ever went bass fishing was Lake Nojiri in Nagano.
Yeah.
It was kind of an accident. I went there actually on my birthday.
Oh, what?
To celebrate my birthday. Yeah. And I didn't know they have bass at that lake.
I didn't know.
Because it's mostly ski area, you know, up in the mountains. And I saw all these bass boats. But there was no information in English that I could read.
That's a problem.
So yeah, it was a problem. So I was like, wow, why is there no like signs or anything? Of course, I could understand a little bit speaking. So I found out they have smallmouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to research on the internet, but there was no information. But anyway, I went back 2 months later and I found a guide.
Uh-huh.
And I went out. That was my first time, Lake Nojiri. So, you know, Lake Nojiri is a pretty small lake, but they have unlimited.
Well, you think it's small?
I think it's small. Yeah, it's small compared to the U.S.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have many, many boats, unlimited horsepower, you know, like big engine, you know.
Yeah.
In the U.S., they would regulate the horsepower engine.
Unlimited in Japan?
It was, yeah. So no limitation. That was like, I think we talked like some of the, there's not much like water management as much as US.
Exactly. So, yeah.
But Lake Nojiri is gorgeous, probably the most beautiful. That and Lake Kawaguchi, obviously Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji when it's clear. So picturesque, yeah.
I saw your picture in your Instagram.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. And then, of course, like Lake Biwa, huge lake. I think the north part of the lake is really beautiful. There's not many people up there.
Yeah.
South part of the lake is more built up, more buildings and more fishermen. But, I definitely love Lake Nojiri.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my favorite. Also because it was the first place to fish.
Uh-huh.
Learning the technique, the ultra super finesse technique was made a big impression. But yeah, Lake Biwa, first time I went to Lake Biwa, it was kind of like a honor, you know, to be on that water, knowing that's the world record.
Yeah, Lake Biwa,
right?
Yeah.
They call it the Mother Lake.
Yeah, yeah. People call it, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
My favorite lake is Lake Kameyama.
Yep.
I often go there it's like every month.
Okay.
I go to Kameyama. It's like a home lake for me.
Sure.
Still, it takes 1.5 hours by drive.
Sure.
And there's so many kinds of tournaments. Maybe one of the biggest reasons I go there is because my friends are there.
Okay. Yeah.
If I go there, I meet some friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one of the closest from Tokyo, easy to access.
Yep.
And they have 5 bento boards shop.
Okay.
So maybe 4. Yeah. And that's why.
I see.
Lots of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not much bath. There are many baths, but it's hard.
Hard to catch. Yeah.
Hard to catch.
Yeah. I went there once.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Oh.
I actually went there with Takumi.
Oh, really?
I went there. That was the first time I went there with him, and he showed me about fishing out of the boat. I was in another boat, and we were photographing and doing some story, and he was fishing and talking about also the challenges of fishing goodness. In Kamiyama.
Yeah.
So he also told me growing up, this is how he started, you know, fishing in small boats. And it was my first time to ever see someone bass fishing in a rowboat, especially with all the equipment, the trolling motor, forward-facing graph, everything. So quite unique.
Yeah, so unique.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's how Taku Ito grew up.
Yes, yeah. So I
got the skill.
Really have a lot of respect after watching. I watched him at the Bassmaster Classic, and to see him there in the big stadium with the boat, and then to see at Kamiyama in a rowboat.
I know,
it was amazing.
It's so different. Yeah. Like I said, like Kamiyama.
Yeah.
It's so much high pressure.
Sure.
It's so difficult to catch. That's why maybe it makes you grow fishing skill.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. Okay, so like you said, there's not much English information about if you want to fish in Japan.
Yes.
Not much English information, right?
Not really, no. Not very much.
The rental boats shop in Kamiyama, they're all in Japanese.
Yes.
And the homepage was like, I don't want to say it, but it's like old school homepage. Like, built with like a homepage builder.
Probably 20 years ago, and it hasn't been updated.
Yeah.
Definitely different style than we're used to.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a web designer.
Yes.
So I if I can, maybe I want to like change it to like multilingual website and then change the design and then put in English.
Yes.
If so, maybe more people from US can fish, try to the challenge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I want to try.
Well, that was kind of the reason I started this pursuit of bass fishing in Japan. Obviously, I love to fish.
Mm.
But I became interested in the information wasn't there, even just to find a simple guide, to communicate, to know the rules. Do I need a license? You know, how do I access it? Blah, blah, blah. Do I need a boat? So that's kind of how I got started, was just going and fishing and learning and then starting to document. And I think everywhere I went, I was just fascinated. And I kind of take a note on my phone, Biwa, you have to do this. And Nojiri, you do this. And Lake Kawaguchi, there's for example, no plastic. I wanted to throw plastic worm, and the guy said, no, you can't do that here.
So Lake Ashi as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of the start of the bass fishing Japan. I don't want to call it brand, but it did become a brand for me to start just on an Instagram.
Right.
This is the lake. Here's how you fish it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah,
I think this has become an interesting way to learn about bass fishing through a different culture, different style.
Yeah.
Navigating the language is also part of it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes.
Okay, maybe let's talk about, maybe we talk enough about Japan. fishing in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's more, but
there's always more. Yeah, we could go on and on about Japan, but you want to talk a little bit about like the difference, like bass fishing in the U.S., right?
Yeah, I went to U.S. last year. The reason I went there was I'm 40 years old now.
Yep.
I had dream to be a world champion of bass fishing.
Okay.
When I was 12 or something.
Yes.
I saw a TV show, maybe Takahiro Omori.
Yep.
Or maybe the other one, but
Takahiro Omori won the Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Maybe before I saw a TV show about Bassmaster Classic.
Sure.
Yeah. It was my dream. Yes. And then I actually tried to go to US when I was after graduation high school.
Sure.
But sadly, the 911.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That year, I was 17.
Yes.
I planned to go to Florida to do a fishing, but to fish in Bassmaster.
Okay.
Yeah. And that happened.
Oh, no.
So my mom said, you don't want to go
too
there.
Too dangerous.
Maybe you should go Canada.
Okay.
It's cheaper.
Yes.
Oh, it's long story short. And so I went to Canada, study English. I kind of gave up the dream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Then I gave up the dream. And then I was 19 or 20 years old there.
Sure.
Then. And then maybe after retirement, maybe I can try.
Yes.
I was thinking about it. But last year, I had a baby.
Yes.
And then my wife said, maybe...
Now is your chance.
Yeah, now is the last chance.
Last chance,
you can go before we have a new member of family, family member. So last July, I went to the U.S. And then, I had so much fun. I went to Bassmaster Open Co-Angler.
Yes.
I got a paycheck. And then I met you.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw so much things that are different from Japan.
Yeah.
And then, first thing, maybe so many anglers there. And then people in the angler bring their family to the tournament.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a pretty big family event.
Yeah. You went to Japanese fishing tournament, right?
Yes.
There's maybe just anglers.
Yes.
No sons, daughters, wife. Right.
No
female. Some females.
Very few, yeah.
Yeah, that was big different.
Yep.
I went Bassmaster Open. I went fishing with some U.S. American anglers.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Reese.
Okay.
He came with his wife and dog.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other guy, his name was Dale.
Okay.
Yeah. He came with his wife too.
Nice.
And then the wife, she drove the truck.
Yes.
To launch the boat.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't happen in here.
Right.
My wife has a driver's license. She doesn't drive.
Sure.
So I cannot ask.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest difference I saw.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, very much a family affair.
I mean, affair.
People start when they're kids.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one of the reasons big money, big bass fishing is really big industry in the U.S.
Yes,
especially the payouts of if you win the Bassmaster Classic, you get like $300,000.
Yeah,
that's
big. Yes, but it's also very expensive too.
To
keep going and do it, and the entry fees and the boat fees and gasoline. So there are a lot of costs to it, but there's definitely a more mature market in the U.S.
Yeah. Even my co-angler, if I win co-angler, you get 17,000.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Huh?
Pretty good. I got $899.
Wow, great.
Yeah, nice. So I was so happy.
Yes.
Maybe I can pay the entry fee.
Right.
For Bassmaster.
Nice.
Yeah, so the money is big different. Yeah. I don't think, maybe I told you before, there's no cash payouts in Japanese fishing tournaments.
Sure.
Maybe some, but it's not officially announced.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that's big difference. And also US, there are some Japanese anglers.
Yep.
Like in Bassmaster, there are Taku Ito, Choya Fujita,
yep.
Kenta Kimura.
Kenta of the Elite.
Elite series.
Yes.
And also in Open, we have maybe more.
Yeah.
Five, six.
Masa, Masayuki Matsushita.
No.
I know Daisuke Kita.
Daisuke Kita. And then Koike.
Koike. Yep, Koike-san.
And then Kato.
Yes.
Seiji Kato, his jacko, used to be a jacko.
Yep. Miyazaki-san also from SDG, Texas Boat World. Yeah, so there's quite a lot, and then a lot of co-anglers too.
Maybe more. Yeah, co-angler.
And MLF, you have MLF. Two.
Yes.
Shinfukai.
And then Takahiro Omori.
Yes, the legends. Yeah.
Takahiro Omori, I think he was from same city as me.
Oh, actually. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe next to my hometown, but yeah, maybe one day I wanted to meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now there's maybe, I think there's more Japanese that are bass fishing in pro level than MLB baseball.
MLB baseball.
You'll have to do the research later, but I think it's almost the same, which is pretty amazing if you think about it.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Bassmaster Classic.
Yep.
Oh, you went there last year, right?
Last year, actually. So, as an American, you know, everyone knows the Bassmaster Classic we watch on TV.
Oh, it's dream TV, to go. That's different too. Yeah,
it's on TV. It's on national sports TV.
Yeah, in Japan, I think there used to be baseball on the broadcast, but now there's no like a broadcast channel.
Yeah.
Sport channel anymore.
Yeah.
You have to pay to watch baseball and fishing channel.
Yes.
But in US, like Fox, right?
Yeah, I think so. On Fox Sports.
On Fox Sports, you can watch Bassmaster Classic Elite too.
You can watch all the elites. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And even the opens.
Opens too.
Also, Classic, Elites, and Open. I think they're all on. And MLF too has kind of the same deal. Yes.
Yeah, talking about that, in Japan, if you want to... Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
If you want to get information about bass fishing, do TV or magazines, do they have bass fishing magazines in the US?
Well, obviously, like, you know, BASS has Bassmaster. That, you know, they have their monthly magazine. I don't know about too much print magazines still. You know, print is kind of dying, you know, in Japan.
Oh, in Japan.
You guys love. I mean, this is Bassmaster magazine.
And
I think it has like 150 pages worth of content, which is unbelievable.
It is?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Oh. Yeah, I don't know too many magazines now in the US that have that much
and
content.
This is like, it costs 100 yen and it got a little bit more expensive than before, and use good paper.
Oh yeah, good quality, and every page is filled with so much information. Yeah. It's unbelievable. But I think in the US, most people now, it's like everything is online for the most part. But I heard many people from like America are interested in Japanese magazines, print, because they're kind of like you know, the detail and the information that goes into these is just in the manga. You know? So Japanese design is also quite different. So you can see here all the illustrations as well. It's quite unique. So
You helped this magazine to do the pages, right?
Yeah. So last year at the Classic, we did this story with Lure Magazine Japan. Mm-hmm. And so I helped coordinate the interview with this is Norio Tanabe, kind of a godfather or legend.
Yeah.
Japanese bass fishing.
I respect him. I know him.
Yes. And then Mr. Rick Lund, obviously.
Yeah.
Kind of the legend. So kind of had this idea to have them sit down and have a discussion. And they used to fish together, you know, back when Tanabe-san was.
I actually didn't know.
Yes.
Until I watched the YouTube too.
Yes, there's some YouTube videos. And so that was kind of amazing to... First time for me to meet Mr. Klon and to bring them together. So we had a nice session, and it came out nicely in the magazine and the YouTube videos as well.
It is one of the biggest news, yes. Bass fishing news last year, I think.
Yeah, yes.
I got like goosebumps. And then also, I realized you did this, and you have your logo.
Oh, yeah. So here. I was part of that there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so that was a great trip. That made the Bassmaster Classic extra special, getting to spend time with them. We also, we got to kind of one-on-one. We weren't in the big expo. We had a private session early in the morning, and we could enjoy some quality time with both of the guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, I actually work for... this magazine called Top Tow.
Yeah, Top Water, right?
Yeah, only top water fishing.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yes.
So this is not the monthly, but like seasonal.
Okay.
We have manga.
Yep, more manga.
It's like a kind of cute.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one.
Oh, this is actually last episode.
I see.
So this is the newest issue.
Okay.
Top Tow. Yes. We have international shipping service.
Yep.
Actually, last month, one guy ordered from US.
Okay.
And got two issues actually sent.
Yes.
Shipped to the US, and then, he put on the Instagram.
And this is a very famous artist.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
By
Koji.
Koji Yaoita.
Yaoita, yes.
Yeah.
It's like the fool. Yeah.
Not this one.
Okay. I see.
The other one has like a front and back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
nice. So this is really special magazine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So magazines in Japan still have like a lot of value or interest from people.
Yeah, exactly. It's good.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. What's that? I forgot. Program with TV. Oh. So how we met?
Yeah. It was in the U.S.
U.S.
Right.
But before I told you, I find you on the last February.
Okay, yeah.
In a Super Rollers.
Yeah, Super Rollers event.
Yeah. It was so rare to see a white guy in Japanese fishing tournament.
Sure, yes.
You know, I can speak English. Maybe I could say hi to you.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know why I got kind of nervous.
I see.
And then I couldn't say hi to you.
Yeah.
I saw you talking to Norio Tanabe, this guy.
Yes, yeah.
And then I should wait.
Maybe. I think that was my first time to meet him, maybe something.
Mm,
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
After that, I regret so much.
Oh, okay.
Until I see you on the St. Clair Lake.
And Michigan, yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah,
so I went to US. I was talking to someone, maybe some pro, elite pro,
uh-huh.
And then you talk to me, Nihonjin desu ka?
Yeah, my little Japanese, yes, yeah.
And then, what? Are you the guy I wanted to talk so bad?
From the field
in Japan.
In Japan to Michigan, right? Yeah.
It was one of the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah.
Now you are at my house.
Yeah. We just had a good meal and conversation. So yeah.
He's a really nice guy. He's kind, open-minded, and even I have kids, and he always asked me to go fishing events.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't go.
Yeah, you're busy now, busy papa.
But next week,
yes.
We're going to... kind of fishing tournament.
Yes.
Taiyo Cup.
Yes.
I think I'm going. I got permission.
Okay, good. that's a small, kind of also rowboat style tournament right in the middle of Tokyo City, which is so unique. Maybe one of the most unique places I've ever seen.
I forgot to mention yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we should share with the story with Instagram something.
Yeah, yeah. I'll definitely post a story on that.
Yeah. It's really, really small field. And with no trolling motor. No.
Yeah, you have to row the boat. Literally row the boat.
Yeah. And do the tournament. I think no American people have experience.
I don't think so. There's a couple of guys, some people that have visited. I've seen a few YouTube videos, but yeah, it's quite unique. So I'll be covering that, doing a story on my website, on the bassfishingjapan.com website, about this unique style tournament.
Fishing tournament. Yeah, you can actually catch bass in Tokyo.
Right in the city.
Yeah, I think only one. Maybe in Tokyo.
I think so, yeah.
There's one, but not like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we talk so much enough.
Yeah, now my seasonal allergies are starting to come in. That's a little bit of congestion. But yeah, I think we covered quite a lot in the first time. We might have to have part two later at some point.
Of course. Do you want to say something, the promotion?
If you're not following, I'm Bass Fishing Japan Instagram, and then I have a bassfishingjapan.com website. So the website, I write a few articles as well, but mostly just provide information on some of the lakes you can fish.
Mm-hmm.
Try to focus a lot on, you know, the type of fish you can catch,
yeah,
nice. The scenery. And really, I don't try to promote too much of like the products, the JDM products. Mm-hmm. They're out there. I'm trying to show a little bit more of like getting out in nature.
That's good.
Enjoying a real Japan.
That's good.
And things like that. But, you know, occasionally I'll share some of the newest trends on the products as well. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a second website. It's called Fishing Assistant. .com, but it's Fishing Assist INT, means international.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so fishingassistinternational.com basically is just my site to be able to help people, both sides, Japanese that want to go to US or US people that want to come to Japan if they have questions or if they want to want to do any kind of promotion. They can work with me on Fishing Assistant. .com and then bassfishingjapan.com is really just for like photography and stories and whatnot.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. If you wanna fish in Japan, maybe just access to the fishing assistant.
Yes, they can ask me through either website. I get inquiries and I can put people in touch with a fishing guide or help them if they want to plan a trip. So any information. I'm pretty good at responding with
good. I saw some Instagram post comments.
Yes.
Someone said, I want to go see you in Japan.
Yeah,
and I replied.
Yes.
I thought, this is good. He's doing good.
Yeah, I'm quite active. I don't outsource any of it. I still maintain everything. So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to your success.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bring many US American anglers to Japan.
Hopefully, yeah.
I really respect what you do.
Yeah,
maybe one day I want to help and then go US together.
Yeah. And to be honest, you know, a lot of people come from all over the world. I know people from Europe, South America, coming to Japan and wanting to fish and know more information. So not only the US, but I do get people from all over that are interested, or even from other parts of Asia that are interested. Sweet. To be honest, most people are interested in Lake Biwa, pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
But I try to also tell them there's other great places too to experience.
Well, one more thing, there's lots of, there's no like English speaking guides.
There's a few. There are a few.
Oh, cool, yes. Cool.
So I know a few of them, and so I have their contacts and can guide people.
So ask Jessop and
or go together.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to.
I need to fish more.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I think we have enough talking.
Great.
And me, maybe from me.
Yes,
my promotion. I make fishing lures.
Yeah, I see this.
Yes, my fishing brand called Cho-onpa.
Cho-onpa.
Yeah. Cho-onpa. Cho is fishing. Onpa is a fishing sound wave.
Sound wave, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you watch this video, you can see this kanji. Yeah, it's called Chonpa. And then
I like the symbol here.
Oh yeah. I designed this.
Nice.
Music, what's that?
Note.
Music note and fish.
Nice.
Yeah. So I make this and sometimes I sell. I don't make much, but I sell
limited. You make a limited number of
lures. And then I sell it to on the fishing events like JFLCC.
Okay, yep.
It's called Japan Fishing Lure, Japan Fishing Lure Collectors Club.
Okay, yeah.
It happens like twice a year.
In January, right? Usually in Tokyo. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. If people are ever able to come in January and they want to see very unique,
so unique
product. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Even more unique than dice.
I know.
Yeah. Extremely rare products that are limited, like you said.
Yeah. So we have really interesting stuff in Japan. So if you are interested, maybe, this episode can help.
Hopefully. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was. Let's go fishing next.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks, Mano.
Thank you, Jessel.